Good morning, everyone. My name is Yongliang Liu. Together with Dr. Heijing Kim, we are from USDAIS, the Southern Regional Research Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. The topic of this talk would be comparison of cotton fiber development by the use of ATR-FTR spectroscopy. Over the past many years, traditional chemical and analytical chemical methods have been used in cotton fiber research. One of them is FTR spectroscopy method. It was used to study cotton fiber cellulose crystallinity in 1960s. In the past 10 years, it has been extensively used by different researchers, for example, on the USDA AIS locations and Texas Tech University. To get useful information from FTR spectrum, different approaches have been applied, including the use of one band intensity and two or three band intensity ratios, and also the implementation of principal component analysis, known as PCA. Briefly, FTR spectroscopy method has several advantages in monitoring the structure compositional difference between cotton fibers because it requires minimal sample preparation by the use of ATR sampling device. Uses few bundle fibers as little as 0.5 milligram, applies to any state of dried fibers, permit routine analysis, is easy to operate, and is rapid in the measurement. In the past 7 years or so, we have proposed two algorithms to estimate the cotton fiber maturity and crystallinity index from the FTR bands in two regions. For example, 1032 and 956 for fiber maturity, 730 and 708 for fiber crystallinity index. The results from these studies have been published in leading textile and spectroscopy journals, for example, Textile Research Journal and Applied Spectroscopy. As we all know, cotton fiber development, including four overlapping but distinctive stages, initiation, primary cell wall formation, secondary cell wall biosynthesis, and maturation. Apparently, there are clear significant differences in chemical compositions and physical properties between cotton fibers with different DPAs. As one example, here shows the FTR spectral intensity increase or decreasing with fiber DPAs in the region of 1800 to 600 wave number for text mark 1 cotton fibers, shortly for TM1. The plot in that corner shows the IR crystallinity index increase for these fibers as estimated from the proposed algorithm earlier. The objective of this study was to compare the maturity and crystallinity development in secondary cell wall biosynthesis from 20 to 40 dpa between two types of cotton near isogenic lengths. The first set of cotton fibers was TM1 against the IM mutant cotton fibers. They were chosen because TM1 is a standard upland cotton varieties and produce normal cotton fibers with thick secondary cell walls, while the IM mutant cotton fibers show thin secondary cell walls, as shown by Dr. Kim earlier. The second set was MD52NE against MD90NE cotton fibers. The difference between these two fibers is that MD52NE fibers is a high bundle fiber strength selection. here, five sets of developmental cotton fibers were grew in the field of USDA AIS in New Orleans, Louisiana, in 2011, 2013, and 2015 crop years. Two biological replicates of cotton balls from different cotton plants were harvested at 10, 17, 24, 28, 33, 37, and 44 DPAs. Following the standard procedure to take care of the fibers, ATR, FTR spectrum were acquired by a routine procedure taking less than 10 minutes for each five sample with five sampling locations. Here's the result. This plot compares the IR crystallinity index against the DPA between 2011 TM and M fibers, and also between 2011 TM and 2015 TM fibers. For either 2011 TM and 2011 M fibers, IR crystallinity index increased in a similar pattern, but interestingly, IR crystallinity is great in TM fibers than in TM fibers. Notably, the pattern is different between 2011 TM and the 2015 TM patterns, indicating the impact of crop year or environmental fact on the cotton fiber crystallinity formation. Here shows the IR maturity index against DPA between TM and M fibers. For either 2011 TM or M fibers, IR maturity index increased in a similar pattern, and interestingly here, no significant difference between TM and 2011 TM and 20 M fibers. Notably, there is a difference in IR maturity index between 2011 TM and 2015 TM fibers. When plotting the IR crystallinity index against the IR maturity index, it shows that more crystallinity development for M fibers than for TM fibers. In other words, IM fibers shows more crystallinity development than TM fibers. Notably, there is no significant difference between 2011 TM and 2015 TM fibers. As a comparison, here shows the development to MD52NE and MD90NE cotton fibers growing 2013 crop year from 20 to 37 DPA. There is insignificant difference in IR crystallinity index between two sets of cotton fibers. Similarly, there is no significant difference in IR maturity index between two cotton fibers from 20 to 37 DPA. Reasonably, there is no clear difference in the correlations relating IR crystallinity index to IR maturity index between two sets of cotton fibers. Here's our conclusion. One, simple FTR algorithm analysis enables the comparison of fiber crystallinity and maturity development during the secondary silver biosynthesis. Two, the results suggest that IM fibers develop more IR crystallinity than its TM1 fibers and identical development to stage. Three, as expected, there is insignificant difference in fibrocrystallinity and maturity development between MD52NE and MD90NE corner fibers because they show the variations in bundle fiber strengths. Yeah, certainly, we thank you very much for your time. Yeah.
We have time for questions. If anyone has anything, so I will ask.
I didn't hear clear, sorry.
Have you used this for different regions of upland cotton, or was all the upland cotton from one region?
Just one region. I used the region for 7 years. Use the same algorithm. Just three bands.